So first of all, I mean, there's lots to talk about you and your association with this football club as an individual, but obviously with Jamie as well. So what just sum up what Sheffield United means to you?
Sport-wise, everything. I'm brought up a United supporter. Played for them, of course. Then Jamie followed on and played for them. And then I still am. I'm still a Blade, you know, through and through.
How often do you get? Do you still come regularly when possible?
I used to come very regularly, but at the moment, this last 3 or 4 years, I've had one or two little niddles, you know, things. And my wife had not been very well. She's just getting back to... We're getting there. So I've not been down as much as I'd love to. I mean, they look after me when I come down, when I do, you know, just ring down and they look after me. They're very good to me.
So Sheffield United, when you were playing, tell us about some of your teammates and some of your kind of key memories from that period.
Key members? Well, I signed in 49, which sounds a long, and it is a long time ago. And the players in that era was Jimmy Hagan, of course, the maestro. Harold Brooker, who was the captain. Albert Cox, the fullback. Joe Shaw was 3 or 4 years older than me. He was in the side. And they was, you know, there were some real characters, some very good players, yeah.
And to be a boyhood Blade, to then pull on that shirt, must have made you ever so proud.
I was, yeah. I mean, it's as I say, 64. In actual fact, I was upstairs Tuesday or 18th of March, and I looked at me and they presented me with the programme, framed programme of my debut against Leicester City, and they were March the 18th. And I thought, Christ, that's 64 years ago, that. But I remember, because I scored as well on my debut, you know, and I can remember that.
Scroll forward, what, 18 or 19 years or so, when Jamie then would obviously go on to play for Sheffield United. It's weird how it's all turned out. Obviously, it's just been telling me quite a quick process. So then to see Son play for Sheffield United, that's pretty special. Very special.
Yeah. We're very proud of him. I mean, United wanted him when he was at school, you know, and he played with the Sheffield boys in Yorkshire, and they wanted him. But I wanted him to go in and try to do his trade somewhere else, you know, not here, because I thought, well, if he does make it and he's playing on a Saturday, and I'm going to get some stick. And I had the pub at the end of the road there at Sheldon. You know, he could easily get at me. That was one of the reasons, I suppose. It was a daft reason. But anyway, he did go to Man City, and he got his league appearances, a couple of league appearances there. And then when he came to United from Bury, you know, I was in Tenerife when he signed. He phoned me up to tell me that it were either Wolves or United, and it were United, of course.
Well, I think he got it anyway, because all he got was, well, you're not better than your dad. That's all he heard.
Well, they all say that, don't they?
So what about United right now then? I mean, Nigel Clough's doing a wonderful job to turn the team around from where it was.
As I say, I mean, I can't be telling you, because as I say, I'm not coming down at the moment. But he must be doing a tremendous job from, as I say, the first half of the season. You know, they were doing, not winning anything, but they've come good. And what I'm reading, and I talked to United Heights, and they're quite pleased.